You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, January 20th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 400 million. That's how many N95 masks the Biden administration plans to distribute for free to Americans nationwide through a new program. The masks will be available at pharmacies and community health centers around the country starting next week. Every person who requests them will receive 3 masks. The White House expects to have the program fully running by early February. The Biden administration will tap the Strategic National Stockpile for the program. That is a reserve of medical equipment supplies that the country maintains as a backstop in cases of emergency. The mass distribution program is the White House's latest effort to address the risks posed by the Omicron variant. Public health officials have suggested that cloth and surgical masks may no longer be as effective at preventing transmission of COVID because of how easily Omicron spreads. The next number up is 90%. That's the share of Starbucks workers who had reported their vaccination status to the company as of Wednesday. But now, the coffee giant says it's dropping its vaccination requirement for its American workers. Starbucks had announced the mandate earlier this month, but reversed its choice to require COVID vaccines following the Supreme Court's recent decision to strike down the Biden administration's mandate. Starbucks employs nearly 230,000 workers in the U.S. Most of the workers who had reported their vaccination status were fully vaccinated. Our last number is 14%. That's roughly how much shares of fintech company SoFi Technologies rose on Wednesday. The surge came following the news that the lender was approved to become a bank holding company. SoFi will become a national bank by acquiring a small community bank, Golden Pacific Bancorp. SoFi will then operate the bank as a subsidiary. For SoFi, the move means that it should be able to offer more competitive interest rates to its customers. One analyst said that SoFi stands to save between $200 million and $300 million as a bank holding company because of the lower cost of capital. As a federally chartered bank, though, SoFi will also be required to adhere to national banking regulations. Previously, SoFi attempted to become a bank by getting what's called a de novo charter, but ultimately the company decided its current route was the easiest approach. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, January 20th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.